From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a Memorial Day weekend get-together and the guest list. Very interesting in Sedona, Arizona, where John McCain and his wife Cindy are throwing a barbecue.
But first, Barack Obama continues his campaign swing through Florida today. He's speaking to Cuban Americans. Hillary Clinton is in South Dakota. Senator Obama has an insurmountable lead in regular delegates, so the real contest now is focused on the superdelegates, and we're joined now by two of them.
Jennifer DeChant joins us from Bath, Maine. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
And Eileen McCall is in Pullman, Washington. Eileen, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
Well, Eileen, let's start with you. Are you truly undecided, or are you just waiting to say publicly who you favor?
I'm waiting to say publicly who I favor.
Why are you waiting?
I think that the voters deserve to be heard. My opinion is just one opinion, and I want to hear from my neighbors out here in the West, in Montana and South Dakota. And, of course, Puerto Rico has 55 delegates, and that's very important. I want to hear what they have to say.
Jennifer DeChant in Bath, Maine, how about you?
I am undecided. Day to day varies. I really enjoy both and respect both candidates right now. So, yeah, I really am undecided at this point.
Aren't you a little concerned about waiting until the point where your vote really wouldn't matter that much anymore?
That's been commented on from some of the campaigns. I want to be one of the people that makes sure that we get a Democrat in the White House.
I think that it's also important to add that the emails, they're getting more irate, they're getting more demanding, they're getting more, how dare you not be decided by now?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't even know if this is coming. This could be a Republican plant, because that's the beauty of email, is you don't know where it's coming
from. Some of it's pretty anonymous. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's all these, you know, it's getting into these crazy rumors, and if you do this, then I won't vote for that. And that kind of approach has zero resolution with me.
Eileen and Jennifer, have you both gotten personal phone calls from the campaigns and from the senators themselves?
Well, I've had quite a few phone calls from the campaigns, two yesterday, as a matter of fact.
And two in one day.
Two in one day, which is not uncommon immediately following one of the primary contests. They call and check up and ask, you know, where we're at and what our thinking is. And I have spoken privately with both Senator Obama and with Senator Clinton.
What do they say to you?
They are both phenomenal people. Senator Clinton's sense of humor, her warmth, her strength is amazing. Senator Obama's compassion is he has his heart on his sleeve. He loves this country. He loves the American people and this process. Either of these persons would be a fabulous person to have in the White House. We got to make sure that we get one of them there.
Jennifer, how about you?
Yeah, I've had pretty much this similar experience, and I have talked to both of them. It's really to catch up on what the issues were and to actually have conversations and questions answered from people that have been talking to me.
But you are a superdelegate because you're in politics. You like the political life. You have worked in this for years. You understand it. There is something really important about being the key deciding vote on a really, really big question.
I guess when you say it like that, it sounds like it should be. But I really have to say that when I ran for the DNC position 4 years ago, few people, if any, knew what a superdelegate was. It was not my motivation at all. To the contrary, it was my motivation was to operate on the national level and be a catalyst for information for the state of Maine. So this is a culmination of experience and not the objective of the experience.
I echo that. I had no idea that this came with the territory when I ran for my position. We were joking earlier about superdelegates, you know, can leap ordinary delegates with a single bound. Well, we certainly can't. I have just one vote. The superdelegate is really a misnomer.
Right, and I'd like to add that in the state of Maine, and I get a lot of unsolicited feedback, I get a lot of chiding from my coworkers and that sort of thing about, oh, you're still undecided. And people think that there is a smoky back room, that there is this elitism to it. And if there is a smoky back room, I'm not invited to it.
I haven't been invited to it either.
Right. This is not a coordinated effort, and this is not a ego-driven experiment. Instead, it's like we just happen to be in a very pivotal point in our political history, an exciting place where these series of events, who would have thought that by Michigan and Florida not behaving, that this would have turned into this?
Jennifer, Eileen, you're both obviously women, and recently there's been a lot of talk about from the Clinton campaign and from her supporters that she's been the victim of some pretty shoddy sexist treatment, both in the media and in the campaign in general. And I'm wondering if that weighs on you at all and if that's going to be a factor in your decision.
I've been approached by several women that has really impacted me when they've said that of their generation that they have embraced the word feminism and they are not scared by that, and they have seen that this could be their chance within their lifetime to see a woman serve as president. And they are, they're very wounded, they're very sensitive and exposed nerve-like around her candidacy because of how she's been treated. That has been really a serious consideration for me.
I would completely agree with that. This has really been an eye-opener for me to see, you know, to really see it exposed in all its, you know, unpleasantness. And I see those little faces out there, those 14, 15-year-old girls who are supporting Senator Clinton. And, boy, the hope and the look on their faces is really hard. You cannot ignore that.
Yeah, I've had women come into my cubicle and with tears in their eyes saying, you know, you make your decision that you make, but I am so sad about this. And those are emotions that, you know, when you mention about being in the life of politics and, you know, and working and trying to get your phone calls received, when sad isn't usually a word that's described into political scenes. It's far less emotional than that. It's really been an honor to witness that.
Well, I can see that you both are moved by this process, but the process is going to end at some point. When are you going to decide? I know you must get this question a lot these days.
I'm definitely waiting until all the primaries are over. I may not make a decision until much later in the process. Howard Dean has my phone number. I mean, if he thinks he needs me to make a decision, he can call me.
Jennifer?
That's right. I'll take Howard Dean's phone call as well. I'm definitely going to let the remainder of the primary season play out. I think that I'll be, you know, pretty well positioned to make a decision shortly after June 3rd.
So both of you, June 3rd, that'll be the earliest you'll announce your decision.
That would be the very earliest, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Eileen McCall in Washington State, Jennifer DeChant from Maine, both superdelegates, undecided or at least unannounced. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.